North Carolina Attorney General Jeff Jackson visited Asheville's historic Biltmore Village on Thursday, checking in on recovery efforts and warning small business owners about scams. Jackson says his office is seeing an increase in fraud.
Originally, it was price gouging. In the immediate aftermath, we're taking some action with respect to some specific cases there. Now, our main concern is contracting. We've already heard some reports of people who are being quoted prices that are clearly unfair, and just contracting fraud that's occurring. People purchasing equipment that is never delivered. Just as a general public service announcement, if your contractor will only accept payment in Bitcoin, that's a big red flag.
When asked about another matter, Senate Bill 58, which would limit his ability to challenge President Trump's executive orders, he had this to say.
The Attorney General really is supposed to be an independent voice for the people. Anything that ties the hands of the Attorney General just is not in the long-term best interests of the state.
Since he's taken office, Jackson, a Democrat, has taken part in lawsuits over federal funding and birthright citizenship. The Republican-backed measure passed the state Senate earlier this week and is headed to the House.